What's going on, people, and welcome to Monday Motivation. And today we're talking about getting real. We need to get real. And when I say that, what I mean is it's embracing our past, understanding our present as we move into our future. So there's loads of things that each and every single one of us want to do with our lives, right? But it's understanding where we're at right now. Because too many times we compare ourselves to other people. Too many times we look at other people's journeys and we try and, you know, copycat or do what they're doing and thinking that our timeline is going to be the same as theirs. It's not. And it also, your starting line isn't the same as theirs. So get real with your starting line. Perhaps you don't have money to start a business. Perhaps you don't have the qualifications for that promotion or for that job. It doesn't mean you still can't get it. But do you know what I mean? Sometimes we have to get real with ourselves. Sometimes you may not be ready for that relationship. You may not be ready for a boyfriend or girlfriend right now. You may not be ready for marriage right now. You may not be ready for kids. So this can, you know, fall into any kind of bracket in life, any kind of area in life. We have to get real. But it's important to get real before you can then move forward. Because how can you build on something without first understanding where you are? It's impossible to build something without first building the foundation, because the foundation needs to be built so that you can build on top of it, so that you can have a long-lasting building. So understanding where you are, which means that you understand your foundation, and then you can, you know, readjust, recalibrate, or just rebuild your foundation completely before you full-on get into the nitty-gritty work of building your building, building your empire, whatever that may be, whether it's family, career, business, relationships, whatever it is. You understand me? But make sure you first get real. Understand where you've come from and embrace that, whether you like it or not. It's important that we embrace it. When we're able to embrace it, it doesn't mean it's necessarily a good thing, but when we're able to embrace it, we're able to use it and change it. You understand me? When we embrace, we can then understand, we can then get real, and then we can then move forward into the future that God has for us. But we can't do that without first getting real. Also, that also means being self-aware. Understanding where you're at as a person, understanding who you are, understanding your strengths, your weaknesses, understanding your gifts and your talents, understanding your journey is different from everybody else's. Get to know yourself. Get real before you get started. Have an amazing week. I will see you all soon. And don't forget to hit subscribe if you've not hit subscribe. You can get all the inspiration you need from me on a weekly basis. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. God bless.